Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
When I saw who's a better coach, Jim Harbaugh or Mark Stoops,
that was an
man,
upset.
My legs tingled for a second.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is Hell Sports Radio.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
You see more women than I do.
I see a lot of women.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And then somebody texted like at 9:30 this morning about Strebel. Man, I like Strebel, but from 5 to 6, he just becomes a beep. He also starts deflecting and bashing Louisville, whatever Kentucky has brought up, which is fun, but pretty weak. Dude said he was happy with where his program is. Texter was like, 9 wins is so cool. So Strebel just unloaded on Cards fan. Not very intellectual for a teacher.
All right, so it's a 5 o'clock hour. Strebel, you need to be ready at any second.
Oh, I know.
Mitch, I was eating Chex Mix during the break. I got some dry.
You're going to have to go.
All right, double Andy's eating some Chex Mix.
I'm dying.
As we all know, Chex Mix is very dry. It's delicious. We all love it, but it's dry. He's got a caught in his throat a little bit. So.
Oh, got a little Chex Mix in the throat, Mitch.
Yeah, he's struggling, Mitch. He's
I've been coughing over here like Billy Reid.
Like 5 minutes straight almost. Like 5 minutes straight of nonstop.
Sweating.
Oh my goodness. You're a mess. Oh, man. He's still going, Mitch.
Oh, man.
Got any reads?
Oh, goodness.
You'll be all right.
If you had to do an hour right now of radio, what would you do?
We'd go over Chris Maxon. We'd circle back to Sevier Wheeler. I'd talk a little bit about the 60-minute UFO expose last night. I got
plans. You would go UFO there.
Yeah, absolutely I would. Yes, I would go UFO. This is what I'm knowledgeable on. I could talk about it.
Oh, goodness.
You okay?
I think I'm okay.
All right. Yeah, I've been stuck in that situation before. Nothing works.
Nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do. And you're on radio, which makes it...
Which is not good. You can't hide anywhere. Thank God Strebel's here for two. Otherwise, Mitch would have to float.
Yeah, Mitch would be stumbling and bumbling and talking about gambling some more.
I was almost going to die. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I want to talk about the UofL football video. We have Diener Sound.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have Dan Issel Sound.
Oh,
that
yes.
We have to get to with all of this. 437-9680. Go ahead and talk again. I'm dying. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, 437-9680.
Slow down,
if
Big
you
Rig.
You want to text into the show. And as Andy alluded to, we have two very differing views on this UofL football video.
All right, I'm back, I think.
You back? Okay.
I think I'm back. I don't know.
I just know there's two differing views on this football video. One very high, one... Not as much.
We'll get to that here.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in a second. I think I'm good now. Goodness gracious. I almost told Mitch, hey, play another couple minutes of spots or
something.
Let's
just do some Mac sound. Just throw some Mac
goodness.
Sound out there.
Well, I want to get into that. 437-9680. So Chris Mack had his conversation today. Sevier Wheeler commits today. I don't think anything for me was like – and I don't mean this against Mac, outstanding. It had been a few months, so the raw emotion of letting two assistants, especially guys, you talk about the closeness, at least supposedly, that he had with Dino Gaudio and Luke Murray, that for those guys to be let go was a surprise, but it had been the better part of 2 months or close to 2 months or whatever. And for me, I was not heartbroken that those guys were gone, other than Dino Gaudio's availability in a time where coaches on the air and pressers and having to Zoom with COVID and everything, the programs were not accessible.
Very limited.
Kentucky will give you a couple guys after the game. Louisville will give you a guy or two after the game, and that's it. That's what you get. Mm-hmm. And so we don't need to rehash that, but with Chris Mack's conversation today and John Calipari picking up Sevier Wheeler, I feel like, for the most part, the teams are locked in. And I said that I thought that Kentucky and Louisville did a good job. They did a good job, in my estimation, immediately filling, within a month and a half or so, They got their teams rather stocked. Now, how good we think some of these pieces are is a conversation that we can absolutely have going into the offseason, and once we find out more about them. I was stunned, Chris Mack said. In fact, do we have the one where he talked about not meeting L. Ellis, not having met any of those guys?
L. Ellis, or it was Mike James and L. Ellis.
Was it Mike James?
He met Roosevelt Wheeler on an unofficial. It was Mike James and L. Ellis.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, if we have that one, Mitch, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm looking at the labels. I don't know which one it's in. I think it was a part of Max 7.
You know what's funny about that? I looked up right when and I'm like, yeah, I don't know which one it is either. I mean, that is one of the more interesting things of the entire press conference,
absolutely.
Right? Was Chris Mack saying, I don't know, or I haven't met L. Ellis yet. Like, he hadn't met him other than just through, like, FaceTime and Zoom and stuff.
Which is it's like, that's not a knock against Mack.
It's COVID.
COVID. It's not against COVID. I think a lot of coaches are in that similar situation where a lot of these guys that they had committed.
Kentucky fans are using it for the Jane Hardy example. Because do you see that over the weekend?
No.
He's like, I didn't get to visit any schools.
I mean, I understand that.
Well, you don't think
that.
Kentucky would have got him on campus and maybe they would have had a little
campus.
Bit better chance?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think that young man was locked
in. That young man.
He was locked into the G League.
I don't disagree. I don't. But let me throw this your way. If the kid said, I'll move everything back a week, I'll come a weekend to Kentucky.
Oh, I take it, 100%.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would take it.
And your boy Chin and your boy Orlando were in town.
Yeah.
I know how we'd be talking about that.
Talking me into it
If the kid said, okay, I'll back it up a week, because he could have. Don't worry, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I'm going to go to Kentucky for a little visit. Billy Self, maybe.
Yeah, well, that...
By the way, does Kansas have any players but Bobby Pettiford?
I think Bobby Pettiford
is he the only player?
He's the only player they have.
I'm serious.
They're on
all these lists, but they don't go. Kids aren't going to any of them.
They haven't been landing.
Aren't going to Bill Self at all.
Yeah, Pettiford's the one, and he had a number of players transfer as well.
Bill Self has been hurt more by the FBI stuff than Louisville.
Oh, 100%.
You would agree with that?
I
because they used to
agree.
Get the top kids.
I thought
the creme de la creme.
Oh, they've got Andrew Wiggins. They got Joel Embiid. I mean, you can go through the list of guys that Bill Self and Kansas landed, and they were high.
I would love for you to go through the list now, because I think you're done. After those two, I think you're done.
Hey, Perry Ellis was at the time a big commit, five-star, top 15 type dude.
Wasn't that a clothing company, Perry Ellis?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I had Perry Ellis. Yeah. I might have Perry Ellis right now. It's a possibility.
Did you ever buy anything from Man Alive? Remember the Man Alive stores? Like Huskier, Tad Huskier.
Yeah, I got some
maybe
I
some
believe,
shorts, jean shorts,
some Timberland boots.
Nice
from Man Alive is what I bought. I was working at UPS. I wanted some steel toe boots. Got them from Man Alive Timberland. I went a little fashion with them too.
Texas says Mark, he got it caught in his throat. Did he not chew before swallowing? No, I eat like a pelican.
Yeah,
my mouth opens and I just lean back
and guzzle it. That's what they do. I lean back.
You stole it from me.
I'm sorry.
You stole the moment from me.
I apologize. This is when you said,
what a haymaker.
That's what they do. They guzzle.
They guzzle it and then the haymaker veto. You've had a day today.
I have.
You're off your game. You're hungover. You're at
I'm not hungover.
You're the last few days of school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worksheet day. I mean, you didn't teach today.
Yes, I did.
About what?
Okay.
You don't have finals, right? You're in middle school, right?
There was a project due today with the sixth grade. They had to make brochures about planets and try to convince people to come and visit the planet, like all the perks of Venus,
Mars. I got a problem with that.
They had to present those today.
I got a problem with that.
Why? What's wrong?
I mean, who's making a brochure? What is this, schooling in 1998?
If you go to Gatlinburg right now and you walk you go to any of those places in Gatlinburg or Florida.
Is that where Rummage does? He goes into a visitor center.
Yeah,
Rummage and his family.
The visitors.
They go to the visitor center.
They're like everywhere. If you're in a place in Gatlinburg or some of these other vacation spots, you throw a rock and you hit a brochure. They're all over the place.
Are brochures musty at ESPN?
Oh, they're musty. I'm not going to disagree with that.
What
but
about
they
like
exist.
A PowerPoint or something like that? They're sixth graders. They should be proficient in PowerPoint, not making a brochure. This is where I'm the bad guy. I'm sorry.
No.
I apologize.
That's fine. But look, here's the difference.
My nose is still running.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a mess right now.
No, they do
this
PowerPoints.
Damn checks
they do. And we use Google Slides.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
well, similar
but
thing.
But they know how
yeah.
to do that. But there was also a technology component to it as well. It wasn't just old school. They had to use the internet and conduct research. And they had a research page that had to go with it. And the research page was on Google Docs.
Texter says, new Kentucky basketball tweet. Oh, it's a haymaker. Oh, Mitch just sent it to us.
Oh, what is it?
Now, here, I'm going to show it to you. You're not going to understand what this is. Do you know what this is? It's like an album cover. It's John Calipari looking very John Calipari.
Parental advisory, explicit content.
And it's got a basketball goal that's on fire. Do you know what that is? Me and Mitch know what that is.
All right, so is this paying homage to a specific album cover?
Yes. Yes.
Man, I don't know. I'm going to sound 100 years old.
It's the new J. Cole.
I don't know.
That's
who J.
right,
Cole
Mitch.
Is.
I'm not a millionaire years old.
No, you're right.
I am.
Okay.
I am a million years old.
Don't
I don't know who
J. Cole is.
I do not. I apologize to
that
J. Cole fans everywhere.
I don't know.
I'm 40, Mitch.
I'm 40.
I am.
What does that mean? Why do you think your world just ends?
It doesn't end. I just look. There was a
boy. This chessiness is back. A 5'8" guard from Georgia.
Damn right.
And Kentucky is back. Look at that. By the way, well, I want to get to your roster. I think the Kentucky roster is good.
Yeah.
For what it's trying to accomplish, I'm not sure how good it is.
Well, we can dive into that.
Well, and Damian Collins not a starter. Yikes.
Well, again,
five-star. What's going on here?
We shall see. It's preseason. We'll see what happens when they get to campus. Isaiah Jackson wasn't thought to be a starter either, and he balled out. So. We shall see.
That's not good. Thank you. You're pulling a Bobby V. We shall see. Is that what James Strebel's all about on
the
radio?
It's not what
we
I'm all
shall
about.
See.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, if you're trying to convince Keon Brooks to not leave, which I think a lot of that Damian Collins talk is about, you know Oscar Tshiebwe is going to start. There's not a guy like him on the roster. He's it. So if you're saying to Keon Brooks, stay, we need you, and then you say, oh, by the way, we think this Damian Collins kid who hasn't played yet is going to start over you, he's gone. And I think they want to keep him. They like him. They want him to stay. So they're saying, like, look, stay. You could be a leader, a starter on this team. That's why I don't think Damian Collins is starting. Now, if he comes in and he's better than Keon Brooks, Keon Brooks will lose his spot. I don't think that'll happen, but we'll see.
Who do you think is going to start? Every player that we go to, you go, I don't think he's going to start.
No.
Like, someone's got to start on this
team. Here's my starters. I say Ty Washington, Kellen Grady. At the three spot, maybe throw in a little Jacob Toppin. Then you put in Keon Brooks, Oscar Tshiebwe. That's your starting five.
I just think Sevier Wheeler is starting.
You might be right.
That's what I think.
I think he's a good facility. He can go three wide at the guard position. He's done
three
it before.
Wide.
He can do Ty Washington, Sevier Wheeler, and Kellen Grady. I'd be fine with that, too.
Oh, man.
Facilitate. It's all about facilitates with Sevier Wheeler.
Mitch, do we know what the L. Ellis clip is yet for Chris Mack? It's okay if we don't. I couldn't find it
in any of the clips. I'm sorry.
That's one of the more interesting things he said.
How do you know?
Because I listened to it. What do you mean, how do I know? I listened to the entire press conference. So I do know. What now?
Do you know when he was talking about it?
It was towards like the middle end. I want to say it was like 65% of the way through. Like, I think maybe Mac 11 has something to do with it.
I searched it. It didn't.
It didn't?
No.
Is Carino there? I'm sure he is, because he's kissing up to Scotty D tonight.
Today is Monday.
He's still here.
Well, tell him to find out. I'd like to play one of the three things
that we really want to play here.
Texas says Andy choked on Mac. LOL. What? Texas says just call Strebel jorts.
I haven't had a pair of jorts in a very long time, but there was a time in my life where I had like three pair. Yeah.
You had jorts?
Yeah. I did. They're good work shorts for UPS.
Texas says old school. Texas says, throw a rock and you hit a brochure. It is pathetic.
It's true.
I mean, it's unbelievably pathetic.
These places, they waste all this paper.
I'm just saying, I had to do things like that in sixth grade, and I'm 36.
Yeah.
Can we not upgrade a little bit? Now I'm the bad guy.
They like doing it.
Because
they got
it's
excited.
Easy. Yeah, it's easy.
It wasn't easy.
I put a couple pictures, a couple bullet points.
No.
It's easy.
You know what I'm
going to
do tomorrow? I'm going to send you the lesson tomorrow.
Go ahead.
I'll send you the lesson. Yeah, I'll send you the lesson
on what to do
tomorrow.
Summer radio next week. I want to do a lesson plan. I want to do Mr. Strebel,
sure.
And you just give us a couple minutes of something.
I've got, absolutely.
I contend 6th, 7th, and 8th grade stuff is not going to be good for me and Mitch. Like, it's not going to be good. We're not going to know geography. We're not, or science. We're not going to know anything you're saying. I'm terrified. Oh, yeah,
do Pythagorean theorem
right now? Do whatever the hell you want. You pick. No.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
C squared. That's it. That's,
you know it?
That's
what kind of triangle does it?
Rhombus. No, is there a rhombus?
It's the right triangle.
I have no idea.
Hypotenuse.
It's max 7, Mitch.
Oh.
Nick Valvano helped out.
Good job, Nick.
Texas says, when's Cal talking? I mean, I hope he's talking this week. If not early next week, C.J. Frederick is talking tomorrow at 11 a.m. I think your boy Pride and Issel are going to take that.
Oh, nice. A little live radio. Okay. I'm going to listen to that.
That's a little live radio.
I'm going to listen to that. That's during my planning period. I'll listen to C.J. Frederick with Issel and Pratt.
Well, in all fairness, your planning period's like 7:30 to win, about 11:30 or so.
No.
Lunch and then outside time.
No. Still busy. Thursday might be the day. Because I won't have anything to do Friday. Friday, I just go in till 11, then I leave. Because I don't have a home room anymore. So,
Texas says, is Strebel going to go see Metallica at Louder Than Live?
Yeah, absolutely I am. Who are you kidding? Yeah, hell yeah.
Man, this texter says exactly what I was thinking. Jorts at UPS is rough. Did you bathe in Gold Bond before your shift round, Daddy?
I needed pockets because I had to take whenever – look. I had to have pockets because a lot of times I took the radio because I was a good employee and they were like, we trust you to take the radio, especially when the supervisor's not there. I would kind of assume that role. So I had to have pockets to hook the radio on and put the mic on my shoulder.
You're like a boss.
They wanted me to be a boss. And I turned them down. I maybe should have because I would have made a lot more money, I think.
This texter's right at rummage. Also, not sure that saying something is in Gatlinburg means it's modern. That dump thrives on old-time photos and taffy. It's a great text.
It is true. I'm not going to take it for Gatlinburg because it is saltwater taffy.
That's a great point.
It's saltwater taffy. That's all it is.
And where you put like a penny in and it smushes it.
Oh, yeah, it makes it like a bear.
It makes it, it into something else.
Yeah.
I can see the Hannigan family loving things like that.
That's a great point. Mitch, is there a picture of you in like an old-time saloon with your family?
Oh, there has to. Or in like a bath?
Yeah, my baby pictures.
I need to probably explain what I mean.
In a bath.
You know where you're in a bath, you and your significant other in a bath in an old Western bath.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
like
I'm talking
those
about?
Tubs with those
That's
tubs.
Yeah. The tub.
No, those were my baby pictures.
Your baby pictures were in an old time saloon in a tub.
Not a saloon, but like what you're describing, like the overalls and the
You know,
like an old wooden bicycle.
For some reason, I was going to tweet at Mitch this weekend, and his name wouldn't pull up on my Twitter.
Yeah.
And I thought he blocked me or something for the weekend, which would have been funny.
Yeah.
Okay? And honestly, when I say this, Mitch's sister popped up before he did.
Did she really?
And I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I've never tweeted Mitch's sister that he knows of.
Parsha has twice as many followers as me.
She's got more followers than you?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you're on the radio. What is she doing?
Oh, no. We have about the same. Never mind. I thought she had... I think it's Instagram.
That silence right there.
I know. I was worried.
That sat there for a minute.
I'm trying to see if I have my baby photos saved anywhere, and I'll send them to y'all.
Oh, I'd like to see those.
Texas says, jorts are super in style up in Pittsburgh for some reason.
Really? Did you hear... Jinko's coming back.
We talked about that,
I think,
before.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right, but I don't remember.
You're a mess. We're in a bad spot this 5 o'clock we hour. Are. You know why? Because no one has any more severe Wheeler takes. We've known he was going to commit for weeks, and we need to play Chris Mack. Let's play him on not meeting. We finally found the sound.
Yeah,
Chris
that's my
Mack,
bad.
Chris Mack. Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's kind of Kareem's fault, but that's a whole different story.
It's just falling
He's
on the
never
sword.
Met L. Ellis. Go ahead.
As far as the guys that are coming here, you know, obviously we have three guys that two freshmen. We have L. Ellis, who's a junior college player. We got Mike James and Roosevelt Wheeler. And, you know, those three guys have been committed to us for a long time now. And we're excited to add them. You know, I've never met Mike James or L. Ellis in person. And that's wild. That is absolutely wild. And, you know, I have met Roosevelt. Roosevelt had the opportunity to visit unofficially. And then I've also seen him play when he was a junior. But those three guys are obviously, you know, totally different players. Roosevelt is coming off from an Achilles. We think he's going to have just got cleared by his doctor. Now, we still have to get our hands on him and see where he's at. But he's a big body. He's got a high motor. He hasn't played in a year, so he's really itching to start doing some things. You know, Mike James, I think, you know, from Orlando, Florida, is a versatile defensive player. He can guard. He loves to guard. Offensively, he's sort of worked his way throughout his high school career from being an inside guy to more of an outside guy as time's gone on. He's got a great attitude about the game. And I'm anxious to get him here Memorial Day weekend. And then L. Ellis, you know, one of the better junior college players in the country. You know, he's got an ability and a burst with the ball. His end-to-end speed's really good. He's got a lot of athleticism. He's excited to be a Cardinal. You know, we have FaceTime conversations with those kids almost daily, and they're excited to get here. Again, few of them for the very first time to ever be in Louisville.
It is wild.
It really is.
It is crazy that Chris Mack has never met, or I keep saying never met, like in person hasn't met L. Ellis, and L. Ellis has to be great next year.
Yeah, I mean, he could be your starting point
guard. Unbelievable. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
And I don't think he did either, because you could kind of like hear in his voice, like him reflecting on that fact. Like, these dudes are you know, I'm going to be spending every day with these guys. They're going to be vastly important to my program and to my team. I've not met them. I've not, you know, shaken their hands or gotten a sense of, you know, what they could do on the court other than watching videos. That is crazy.
Texas says, I'm not going to read that one.
What? Oh. Well, there's some bad ones coming in?
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah.
Your baby pictures were in a trough.
Not mine.
My God, Mitch's baby pictures, I literally folded over.
I can't wait. I hope he finds them, because I can't wait to see them.
Texas says Chris Mack is as enthusiastic as Ben Stein. That's a musty reference,
Ben
and I
Stein.
Guarantee Mitch has no idea that reference.
Oh, I bet $100.
Nor should
he. Ben Stein?
Ben Stein.
Oh, it's so familiar. Is he a writer?
Not a writer.
You're thinking R.L. Stein.
Yeah.
You're thinking Goosebumps.
I'm going to look at it.
You probably still, even if you look it up, you still might not know who he is.
Texter, Mac doesn't need to meet these kids. He's the CEO of the program. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. The first time he'll meet him is before the first game. The week of the first game.
Yeah, he'll meet
him. So they can
then.
Get a good solid week of practice. You're right.
I mean, he's a CEO of the program. He doesn't need it. He needs to meet the players. That's why they want to get him on campus.
Texter says Roosevelt visiting is why U of L got COVID. No, I will say, when he's like, he's just been cleared and he ain't played. Boy, that's going to be a long offseason for that dude.
Yeah.
They need him to play.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
Especially with Malik Williams with his injury history, and he's a big guy. And, I mean, outside, J.J. Trainer, obviously, Louisville fans excited about him, Jalen Withers, and the big Wiz, and that's it. I mean,
okay, Ben Stein. Okay.
Ben Stein. Do you know who he is?
He was the teacher for Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
I did not realize he said some things. And then
he said some things.
Said some things?
Yeah. Do you not know he says some things?
I don't know. I just know him as a boring guy, Mitch.
I knew him from Ferris Bueller. And he had a game show
I'll look up the
win,
things that he said.
And then his Wikipedia picture of him is him at Murray State University, which I find funny. Yeah,
which is probably why he said bad things.
Yeah.
Let's go to clip five, moving on from Dino and Murray. That obviously a big topic. He was asked, you know, different ways three, four times about that today. Go ahead, Mitch.
It's never easy. You know, CD, that was the first time that I let anybody go in the 12 years I was a head coach. So this isn't, you know, anything that's taken lightly. You know, they're two excellent coaches, Dino and Luke. Excellent. And, you know, the honest assessment, you know, our program wasn't where I wanted it to be at the end of this past season. And, you know, we could write down all the reasons as to why I think or why you think, you know, we didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament. But bottom line is we didn't. And that's not to say that Dino and Luke were the fall guys and it's all on them. There's been a long look in the mirror to see what I can do better. I think when you look at the hiring of Cahill and then you look at the hiring certainly of Ross and what he brings to the table, you have to have a lot of humility to say, hey, a lot of the offense, you know, that's going to, you know, sort of be co-produced. But, you know, nevertheless, I felt like a fresher perspective. I think that these changes reflected things that we really needed for our players, who are the most important people in our program. I think what Ross brings to the table in terms of player development is unmatched in this country. And I couldn't be more excited about the staff that we've put together. Again, it was a hard decision to make, and it wasn't taken lightly. But in the end, I have to make tough decisions.
So there you go. You have any reaction to that?
I mean, I thought, honestly did think this. I thought Mac would be prickly with those questions, and that he'd maybe push back a little bit. But
yeah,
I
but he knew they were coming. He hadn't talked in a month and a half.
He did, yeah. But, I mean, he is like all coaches – there are still subjects they're going to get pissy about every once in a while. I thought that
right.
would be one of them. But he answered it. I mean, he was honest, and I thought he did a good job answering the question. I agree with him.
So you're like, giving yeah, him, you giving him credit.
I'll give Mac credit.
You're giving Chris Mack credit on a Monday.
Look, I'll give him credit
How
on the press
that?
Conference. He answered every single question. He didn't dance around anything. He didn't get, like, moody or anything.
Well,
I thought he did a fine
job. I think what's interesting here, and we made the comparison, 437-968, going to take a break here in a second, is I really feel, even though, listen, even though Liam Cohen was in the NFL, we know about Sean McVay, how he is viewed offensively,
right.
A very successful team. We watch the NFL and everything else. So when Liam Cohen comes over, you know, the question I have for Stoops is, is Stoops going to butt out?
Right. Let him do his thing.
Okay?
Right.
And that's, you know, Chris Mack there is, hey, it's going to be a co, you know, the offense is going to be, because very much a lot of people have used this guy as an offensive coordinator.
Right.
That is
for
what
basketball.
They've said.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm already tired of hearing about it, and the guy was just officially hired.
Right.
But it's not untrue.
Right.
Okay? It's probably not a false statement. Chris Mack, and what I can't, I don't know, I don't know, not the truth, but I don't know what to believe here. Mm. It sounds like Chris Mack here has, dare I say, humbled himself a little bit in the moves that he's made.
Oh, yeah.
The guys that he had were ultra comfortable.
Yeah.
I would imagine Dino Gaudio and Luke Murray were a sense of comfort to him. Now, maybe not at the end, because I believe at the end, I don't know if toxic is the word, but when you're losing, when jobs are on the line, when the tournament's on the line, when embarrassment's on the line, when all that's on the line, that's not an easy atmosphere to work in.
Sure.
But Chris Mack could easily pinpoint issues that he had, and he bent the knee. He fired staff, and he brought in other guys. And I don't know who's good here and who's bad. You could sure say, well, one guy was already on the staff, so he couldn't get two guys, so he just promoted one and brought in a guy from New Zealand or the G League or a guy that hasn't done, you know. Like
right.
You could spin it the other way.
Sure.
And I'm sure some will. I guess I feel I'm going to need to see it.
Yeah.
Okay? But, I mean, it goes back to my original thought of these teams on paper, I feel like, have done the things that the fans wanted them to do so they can buy into this next season.
But that's a question.
For the most part.
For the most part. I think if there's one critique I have of Louisville, which is people are like, you got a million, but I don't see a lot of, like, star power. You know what I mean? Like, guys that you just feel like, they're going to be – they're excited about their team, but I don't know if there's one guy, maybe it's L. Ellis, that Louisville fans are just like, yeah, that's a badass player, and I can't wait to see him play. I mean, Mitch, am I wrong about that? No, I know for the most part that was Carly Jones last year and David Johnson. Is there anybody on Louisville's team that people are just like, cannot wait to see play? I know for Kentucky, like Ty Washington and Oscar Tshiebwe are those two guys. Is there anybody for Louisville that they're just like, they can't wait to see?
Mitch isn't listening. He's not listening.
He's talking to someone back there. That's kind of how I feel.
He's zoned out right now.
Like new players?
Yeah, like new guys coming in. I mean, is there anybody that's moving the needle for Louisville fans?
I mean if it's Jared L. Ellis and Noah Locke, I probably would be the two for me.
I think the excitement with Kentucky, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I think the excitement with Kentucky is with the new guys, like it often is.
Right.
Jacob Toppin, if Keon Brooks comes back, you would expect – But
yeah.
The new guys, I think, are going to be the things that we talk about more. For me, Louisville, because I'm not in love with all the guys that they brought in.
It's Sam Williamson and guys like that.
It's Sam Williamson, Jalen Withers,
J.J.
Trainer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more excited about those guys than seeing Jared West.
Okay, that's fair.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
It's just different. I'm not saying it's wrong. We'll see. But it's totally different.
And Calipari did the same thing that Chris Mack did. He got rid of two guys that he was comfortable with. I mean, how long has Tony Barbee and he been coaching together or friends or whatever? And Joel Justice is supposed to be the next up and coming guy. He is
associate head coach at Arizona State.
But he was like kind of grooming him, and I don't know.
He's gonna take Sky Clark from you next.
No, it's not happening. I feel good about Sky Clark.
Texas says, I thought the kid's name was Reggie Wheeler. Texter says, this guy is a big-time ball coach at 32, and Nick Valvano pooped his pants.
What is that?
McMaines is 32.
Yes. Oh.
Nick Valvano
is 32 as well.
Pooped his pants.
Okay.
On Oaks Day. After a Mike Tirico interview that he didn't have to do. That I begged him not to do.
That sentence just crushed me. It crushed me.
Texter, Matt needed 6 weeks not to be pissy. I mean, well, Cal still hasn't done one.
I want to hear from Cal.
Cal's got his team now.
Unless Keon Brooks goes out there and just.
But that's fine, but we're not going to. Yeah, that could happen.
That could happen.
And Louisville could go get somebody.
Right.
Chris Mack left the door open. I don't know if they will.
But
Katie Johnson's, you know, going to go to Auburn or whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Cal needs to talk. Now he's got his staff. It looks like he has his team. Now's the time to talk. You got Fleming basketball goal pictures, Cal. We need to hear from you.
Texas says, who the bleep is star studded on UK? Nobody. Texas says, Ross has a set of skills that are unmatched in this country. Texas says no bleep. Until now, they were not desired in the country.
Who's star set on? I mean,
right there.
Who's star studded on Kentucky?
I don't know.
I would say
I don't know.
A guy that's projecting the lottery and projecting.
Okay.
Is like a top 11-12 recruit.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty star studded.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Damian Collins, Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas, 5-star recruit. That's pretty star studded, right? I mean, first round draft pick also.
Gatorade player.
I mean, who's the Gatorade Player of the Year on Louisville's team? Oh, nobody. Okay. Who's star studded on Louisville's team, Dexter?
Sam Williamson's a McDonald's All American.
Yeah, he was. That's fine. That's fine.
Is it fun?
No. Yeah. Matt Cross, star studded. I like when you asked Mitch who to compare Matt Cross to. You didn't have a comparison.
He didn't have anybody.
He didn't have anybody.
Mitch, let's play a piece of sound or two here before we take a break. Anything tickle you today? Next segment, we'll get to this Louisville football story.
Yes.
Who won the Preakness?
I left the commencement at UK, and the first thing I did was check who won the Preakness.
Okay, so who won the Preakness, Baron? It was that one horse. I forget the name of it. I forget.
Good. All right, we already are.
I did watch it. I forget the name of it. Medina Spirit held on to the last, what I'd say, like, the last, like, came around the turn and it was over. That last turn.
Process actually sent me a picture from the commencement.
What was he doing?
He's giving a little L's down.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Wait, Process sent you a photo of him doing L's down?
He did, yes.
Can I see it?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
You have to send it out to anybody. Absolutely. I want to see that.
Yeah. He's taking a picture with here.
Who graduated from Kentucky? His brother?
I think it was his brother.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his brother. Now I can't find. There it is. Process. And then here's the picture. And boom. I'll send it to you and Mitch.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
There we go.
Let's take a break. On the other end, Diener versus Issel. We explain next. All right, while Strebel sends that photo, guys, I need to tell you about ED or PD. Peyronie's disease or erectile dysfunction. You don't have to live with it. And I know I got someone here that can help you. How does that sound?
Yeah.
They present the mixtape every Friday. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. You can find them online, hightowermens.com. Hightowermens.com, 690-2800. They have a pulse wave therapy. Check out the website. Find out more about that. FDA approved. How they can help you get that confidence back today. 690-2800. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. Hightowermens.com.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's going on? Do you have anything set up tonight at the baseball fields?
Not that I know.
Any people waiting for you? Or
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well,
I
mean, you're a big deal there. That's what I'm asking.
The usual people, will be there waiting.
And James Strebel.
So okay, we'll see.
There you go.
I might get a hello or two, maybe. I don't know. I just don't know what to say. Like, if
how do you
like
melt?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, 5 o'clock hour here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, your neighborhood liquor stores. They've been in this market now for more than 25 years. All the spirits, wine, beer, premium cigars, they got you covered. Cox'sLouisville.com. And they're now delivering, so how about that?
There we go, a little beer at home,
which is what you do. Although Strebel said today, Mitch, I think you'll be stunned by this, that he's getting the urge, like, to go out in public and be around people.
I am. There's been the last two out of the last three weekends, I actually went to restaurants and ate. I got an itch now.
That doesn't surprise me.
It got taken from us, and even though I wasn't doing it, I still like, man, it's just nice to get out amongst people again, and I've enjoyed it. I'm taking advantage of it.
Wow, well, look at you. How long is that going to last? A couple weeks?
I don't know, a couple weeks.
Well, where do you and your wife want to go? Why don't you go on a little date night?
We might do a little date night. Don't
you have a babysitter?
Yeah.
Who's the babysitter?
Nana.
No, but do you have like a normal babysitter?
No, we don't.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Just because the grandparents are usually available.
But what if they're not?
If they're not, then I don't know what we do.
You don't have like a high school girl or anything like that?
No, nobody on standby.
Really?
No, we don't.
All right.
Yeah, we have neighbors that have kids too, so they would probably look after them if we were in a pinch. We're going to a big pool party this Saturday.
Oh, is it this Saturday?
This Saturday.
You're going up in the Knobs.
Going up to the Knobs. Big pool party in the Knobs.
Swanky?
Yeah.
And you're not going to be swanky?
Super swanky.
So who's going? You and who else?
The whole family.
The whole family.
The whole family.
The
yes.
wife's going and
the
everything?
The wife's going. The kids are going.
So what's that setup like? We'll get into this as we go this week.
Oh, it's pretty nice. There's all you can drink bourbon, whatever you want. Got a nice in-ground pool. There's the guy's got taps in his house, like beer taps.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be
so
awesome.
So how do you know these people?
Baseball. One of Wyatt's teammates' parents.
How about that?
I'm excited. I can't wait. It's going to be like 92, which is even better. Super.
Texture says da mitt.
It came out of nowhere.
Texas says, LOL, Strebel spending money on a babysitter.
No, it's not that I wouldn't spend money on one. It's like we just don't need one. Like I said, grandparents usually are like wanting to take the kids. Like, they're, oh, send them over.
Texter, Cal ruined Askew. He would have been drafted with Chris Mack.
Oh, come on. That's a joke. That's a joke. Then why didn't you want him? Then why did you cheer when Louisville told him no if that was the case?
The text line wants to know your shirt situation.
I haven't decided yet. It's definitely going to be summery.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be 90 degrees
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, it's going to be have to be a light Ooh. Shirt, so I haven't decided yet. It's not, what do they think I'm going to wear? Like a, you know, like one of this is
I mean,
like.
This is going to be all week
Levi's
now.
Or, you know.
I don't know.
Shirt. I'm sure there's some of those coming down. You have redneck Carhartt. Yeah, I got it, yeah. Kentucky fan.
Yeah, I
know it's coming down, yeah.
Texas says, caller Emily not available to watch the tots.
I don't know if she babysits. I don't know if she has kids. I don't know. Never was an option.
Will you take your mitt to the pool party?
No.
There'll be no throwing.
No baseball. It's
the
be
mitt falls
swimming.
In the water. The mitt gets wet.
Soggy.
Oh, you have to dry it out. Dry it out in the sun. It's never the same.
We're not risking it. We're not going to risk it. There's a slide, too, I think.
Texas says, would you let me call in and take a run at Strebel?
Why?
Yeah, Mitch will screen all of that.
Yes.
All right, so Mitch, how do you want to set up this Louisville video? Because we haven't talked about this today. God knows, I bet Ennis has, but Patty Ice will hide that sound
today.
From us. What's that?
Ennis is out today. It's Blankenbaker and Biscuit.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's out today?
He's out today.
I saw him today.
I know. Huh. It shocked me.
Oh, okay.
It's something going on again.
I saw him today. Well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope everything's all right.
Well, I saw Biscuit saying he was going to be on 93.9, but I thought Blank was. I got confused.
Well, they're both
on. That I saw something wrong. Anyway, what are we talking about?
We are talking about the football
video. Okay, so this football video, it's a hype video with Jordan Watkins.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I like hype videos of any kind.
I do too.
I don't lose my mind over them, but I watch them like, okay.
The degree of hypeness for this one.
Well, Diener was selling it pretty hard this morning.
He was.
And so here's the thing. Okay. So I walk in today at about 9:15, and Diener had sold this video, what, 8 o'clock hour?
Yes.
And I see Dan Issel and Mike Pratt.
Oh, they're the luminaries.
And Dan Issel did say to me with a wry smile, he goes, what'd you think of that Louisville video? And I go, it's fine. I'm not worshiping it.
Yeah.
And I could tell he chuckled over that.
Yeah.
And he had an opinion as well. So let's set this up with do you want to set this up with Drew sound? What do we want to do with this?
I got three different Drew bites talking about the video.
Okay, because Strebel hasn't heard any of this either.
No.
Go ahead.
You know, you've been saying, and a lot of people have been saying, you've been saying, get me interested in the season. Get me interested in, in football. And this is one of those that I think – you know, if everybody's mad at Scott Satterfield, okay, stay mad at Scott Satterfield forever if you're going to do that. But I think that'll all just depend on how he does in the season. But the players, are likable, and this video is so cool. So that's coming out sometime today. So keep an eye on that because I think that's going to be talked about a lot today. Do you have a pulled up there? It's actually on their Twitter feed now. Process if you go to Louisville Athletics. But I got a sneak preview of this, and it is. It's great. It gives you chills. I told Maben on Friday he's going to watch this and replay it about 50 times in a row. And then they put up a little graphic for tickets. I mean, again, the audio does not do it justice. The video is awesome. And I think it's one of the best things I've seen produced over there. And I think it's really, I mean, makes Jordan Watkins a very marketable, player over there. I mean, he just becomes like he does the role so well in this.
All right.
I mean, that's a good sell job by Diener.
It is.
He sold it to us.
He sold it to us.
Okay.
But I want to hear what Issel has to say because or should I say it first so I don't feel like I'm stealing Issel's take?
Don't worry about Issel. I know everyone knows you didn't listen to Issel.
I know, but I don't want to feel. So I'm going to say it on the front end because.
Oh, you want to say it now then?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
just
go
before
ahead and say
Issel,
it now.
Just real quick. Okay. I get it. But it, like, the video was Jordan Watkins sitting on a wall. And being like, wow, it's real cool when fans are here. And then it's like Satterfield in the tunnel with sunglasses on. And it shows a full stadium that happens once a year. I mean, Like the plays weren't even, like the plays they showed weren't even like that exciting.
All right, so there you go. So yeah, that's fine. You're doing your normal thing.
I just don't. It's not my normal. I just watched the video and I'm like, what are they trying to do here? It's a dude in standing in an empty stadium looking around and sitting on a wall. And where do you get that BMW, Blank? Where'd that come from? Where's the money phone? Get your sheriff. Get your sheriff badge. Pin it on your shirt. Do some investigatory work
here. All right, you're done. Let's play the Hall of Famer. Go ahead.
All I can say is, if you're really excited about a video about your football team, your football team probably very
good. He did like an evil cackle.
But you got to go back and keep listening. He's like, Diener sold it. It didn't come through well on the air. Oh, yeah, he kept going.
Did?
Yeah, he gave work.
Oh, my gosh. It
just stopped listening. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with Strebel in the Hall of Famer. I mean, what? Diener was selling it, man. So he was selling it so much.
It's Diener's fault.
I stopped listening to Diener. I was like, all right, I got to watch this video. My expectations were high. I was like, this video is about to hype me up. And then it was just... It was a good video.
It was fine.
Well, here's the thing.
He's narrating.
Here's the thing. There's a quick scene where it's dark behind Satterfield, and he's wearing all black, and he's got the visor.
The sunglasses.
It's like in the sunglasses. And here's the thing. That's as badass as Satterfield can look.
That's the pinnacle.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I took a still shot, and I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
He can't this look. Is his, no, he couldn't. No, of course he can't. It's not his fault. It's just what he looks like.
It's him. It's like, like I can't look badass in any photos.
You put a shadow on someone, a visor, some Ray-Bans, you got some music. You can sell anyone.
Yes.
Like you look like the old Ole Miss coach, Matt Luke.
I do, yes.
They essentially sold you at Ole Miss. Now they sell Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, big difference.
But they sold Matt Luke.
Right, Matt Luke with the come over and the whole deal. Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I understand what the video is trying to accomplish. I just don't. I've seen better. As far as hype videos are concerned, I've seen better.
Texas says Blankenbaker was in Diener's body. I think he means like he took his body over for the video.
Oh,
that's why he has chills.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what the. Okay. Okay.
Texas says, will you let your wife wear sunscreen at the pool party?
Yeah, well, I hope she does wear sunscreen at the pool party. I'll stop.
What if she's frolicking in the pool and you're not in the pool?
That's fine with me.
And there's a guy there that doesn't know you're together. Have you thought about that yet?
No, I mean, she's told me before, like, when people hit on her, like, when I'm not there. It's happened before. Like when she's out with she's gone out with her friends.
With her friends?
Yeah, stuff like, you know, celebrate birthdays or, you know, she'll come home and tell me like, hey, you know, a guy come up and said this, and she's like, you know, well, my husband would think otherwise, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And it doesn't upset me at all. I take it as a compliment. I'm like, all right, cool.
Dexter says, Strebel wearing Kohl's brand Tommy Bahama and Folkleys.
Hey, my son, look, you can make fun of my wardrobe all you want.
You got expensive sunglasses.
I do have expensive sunglasses. They were a gift from my wife.
And there's also nothing wrong with Folkleys.
There's not.
I haven't had a good pair of Folkleys in many, many years. I would love to have some Folkleys right now.
I bought a pair.
Washington, D.C.
My senior trip.
Everyone's bought some Folkleys in D.C.
I still wish I had some.
I wish I had Folkleys right now.
Yeah, they were really cool. I thought they were awesome. $10.
Texas says, will there be any pineapples at the pool party?
No. Nope. No. Well, if there are, I'm not accepting any pineapples. They'll be thrown in the pool.
I'm not going to read that one.
I'm sure
so
there's
mad.
Some. Yeah, I know. I opened up the can of worms there. I know.
Now,
are you getting
you rig? That's my favorite when someone just calls you rig.
Rig?
Do you want to see this one
right
here? There you go.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
Oh, probably one piece.
Are you getting blasted at this pool party?
Like, yeah, Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it's all you can drink bourbon. He's not going to make it home.
You don't care. Like, this guy's inviting you to his home. You're just like, I'm just going to get trashed.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all the dads are. That's what we're going to do. The wives are going to be at the pool. The dads are going to be at the bar. That's how it's going to work. It's going to be great.
We've already went over what shirt Strebel's going to wear in the pool. He's going to wear an ESPN Louisville shirt. There
yeah,
you go.
I can.
How does that sound?
I probably won't get in the pool.
Really?
Yeah, I probably won't.
Really?
I'll probably stay out.
That's sad. It's going to be like 90 degrees. You're going to be sweating and everything.
I'm going to post up by the bar.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm not one to argue with
that. That's my plan.
Give me something else sound-wise here, Mitch. What else do we have today?
Well, let me tell you, Crean, you'll have to see the pictures of his grandson and his date. And, you know, to go watch a bunch of old basketball players get honored versus going out with that lovely young lady, I can understand. I can understand.
You think he made the right choice?
Yeah. Well, my goodness. You know, there's only so many holes you can put the peg in.
First of all, it just looks awesome, and it's like it's a great piece of meat.
What the hell was going on the air today?
Wow. Great piece of meat. Who is Pratt talking about going out on a date?
I have no idea. I really don't know.
There's a reason they use Jordan Watkins, too. Use that. Put that name right back into your registry, the Jordan Watkins. He's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
He's going to be a problem.
Mitch has to go back and listen to 15 minutes of Ross McMahon's today.
Oh.
He's going to have to go. And he knows it, too.
He knows, yeah.
He knows it, too, because he knows there's a Rummage gem in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's a McMahon's gem somewhere.
How excited are they going to be tomorrow? I mean, Rummage and
they're already excited.
People have been talking about Ross McMahon's now, I feel like, or at least they have, for 2 weeks.
I know, but now that they've heard him speak for the first time, I mean, I can already hear Nathan and Rummage talk about his brain. His brain.
I mean, honestly, he didn't really say anything that interesting.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't. I know. No. I was waiting for something cool, but like,
I'm not even going to get it. The reason I don't bash him for it is the guys, how much media has he done? Think about it. He's been assistant coaches and stuff like that. I mean, the assistant's not talking.
No. I mean, how much talking does he have to do in New Zealand?
I don't know.
I still got to find out this. I wish I could have been on that Zoom call. I would have asked if he coached Ty Winyard. I still want to know that.
Oh, you should have texted me.
I didn't think about it until just right now.
We could have looked it up. What did you make of Ty Winyard? Wasn't the whole thing where his dad was like a lumberjack?
Lumberjack, yeah. His dad's a lumberjack. He was like one lumberjack competitions. And you know what? I have watched. I probably watched more New Zealand basketball than Louisville fans have.
No, you didn't.
I swear I did. There was a weekend where they played. Remember they used to do those like 3-on-3 FIBA competitions, like 3-on-3 basketball?
Okay.
And I watched, before he played at Kentucky, I watched Ty Winyard play one of these 3-on-3 tournaments. I did.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It was sad, but that's how eat up I was with college basketball or Kentucky basketball back then. I sat in an afternoon and watched Ty Winyard play 3-on-3 for New Zealand.
I bet a bunch of people did.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. I even interviewed people that knew about Ty Winyard.
For what?
The Sea of Blue.
For what, though? For the quickies, or were you writing a legit article?
No, it was a legit article where I interviewed.
Why don't you do that anymore? Sea of Blue was putting out some old articles today. Something was going on.
I don't know. I think it's just because the news of like Sevier Wheeler coming out and people, like just all kinds of Kentucky basketball content. Anytime you can refresh that is a good thing.
Texas says Watkins a problem. Come on, Maben. He might be.
He might be.
Was he the one that decommitted from Kentucky?
Yes.
So if we needed someone to be good, it would be him.
It would be him. And I think that's one of the reasons why he was put in the video too. He's a local guy. He decommitted from Kentucky. I think they're really trying to sell that, especially if you're Scott Satterfield. You can't get a damn player in the state or the city to commit to your team. You might want to use him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Mitch, we need to get out of here, in about 3-4 minutes or
so?
Is that fine?
Can I play one more soundbite?
Sure, yeah, whatever you want to do.
He's Jeff Walls and one of, if not the best coach in the women's game, so I can't add anything to it.
Just every Sunday.
I mean, what was the conversation even?
You don't even have to know. It's just, every Sunday. Yes. It's
forced
pancakes.
At this point, is it not? like Walls has to be embarrassed by it. Like, if he's listening, he's like, Curran, they were talking about Chin Coleman. You don't have to come back to me. Or they were talking about, like, anything.
Satterfield,
yeah.
The bats.
Pujols joining the Dodgers.
Oh, I know what they're talking about now. It's perfect lead-up because we got Reds baseball here in 7 minutes.
Oh, they're talking about the Reds.
Yes. Did you see the video of Castellanos?
Oh, yeah, in the fan?
Yeah, in the fan.
He's like, I told Nick, pretend the baseball's Rob Manfred, and he did, and he hit one out the park.
Pretty much. And they're talking about Jim Day, like, he was stunned. He was like,
cried. Jim Day cried. I saw it on air one time. When they won the division years back,
oh, Lord.
They won the division, he cried.
Andy,
he absolutely did.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, go back and find it. It's the year they got Roy Halladay shut him out too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure it's that year. If you go back to the game they clinched was just like it was a regular season game that Jim Day he broke up on air.
And anyways, Phil asked Nick, he's like, what if Jeff Walls did that to you? Like just like said something like that, and that's when Curran went.
He's Jeff Walls and one of, if not the best coach in the women's game, so I can't add anything to it.
Man, Phil set him up.
He did.
Phil set him up. That's great.
You know what I think?
What?
I think Curran turning his back on Jeff Walls would be the biggest local stab in the back we could have. Like, the only other one would be if Orlando Antigua were an undercover agent and stabbed Calipari in the back.
Snitched on him.
And like cheated for a player, like gave the information to the IARP.
And said, take him down.
Like, I don't think there is a relationship at U of L. Seriously. If any of Satterfield's coaches left, you would not be shocked.
Right.
I mean, some already left, okay?
Sure, yeah. We've had
Poncella, Ponce, and Ledford
left,
and Brian Brown's probably, you'd imagine, next year or two, whatever it may be.
He keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah. So that's not shocking at all. Chris Mack will run an assistant out, okay?
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Done
it, yeah.
Right? Orlando, Antigua, and Cal. I mean, maybe Vince Merrill stabs Mark Stoops in the
that
back.
That would be one.
For
that's
the big
a
headset.
Big one. Yeah.
But I kind of feel like Curran, if he stabbed the Walls in the back and was like, I'm a Gino Auriemma guy. I'm a Kim Mulkey guy. I'm a Don Staley guy and just stabbed Walls in the back, tore his shirt off, and had a South Carolina women's basketball shirt on under it.
Now I want to see that. Like, just that image in my head of Nick Curran ripping his shirt off. It's a great image. Like, I absolutely love that.
I mean, this poor guy.
He works it in every Sunday.
Save that for the mix.
You got to give him credit. You got to give him credit. He's consistent. He loves him from Jeff Walls. He loves him from Jeff Walls.
He does.
Good for him.
Kind of feel like he loves Jeff Walls more than his wife. Phil needs to talk about that.
Phil, if you're listening, you do a little marriage counseling.
A little marriage counseling on the air?
On the Sunday morning.
A little Sunday morning marriage counseling?
You have Jeff Walls and Mrs. Curran.
All right, so Sevier Wheeler, Kentucky's hopes rely on a 5'8 point guard from Tom Crean.
Yes.
Ross McMaines gets hired. Who the hell's that?
Yeah.
No one has any idea until today.
Yeah.
And so that's where we are with both these schools.
Yeah.
What's the story tomorrow?
Man, I was thinking about that earlier.
That's a
and
lie.
I really was.
That's a haymaker right there.
I actually have
604 haymaker.
I have what Wheeler really needs to be.
Okay, we'll find out what Wheeler needs to be tomorrow at 3:00. Reds baseball next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.